And the Bulldogs and Panthers got together on Saturday, breakfast at Barney's, Barney Scott Gymnasium, Joe. And for a while there, you thought it would be out of there quickly for an early lunch. But the Panthers got the claws into those Bulldogs and put up a heck of a fight in the second half and almost stole it in the end.
Well, they gave it a go with fight and determination right down to the final minute of overtime Saturday, a gritty end to a very productive winning season here in 2016 for J.R. Holmes' seventh-ranked South Panthers, who fell to eventual regional champion New Albany, the top-ranked team in Class 4A, Saturday morning in Seymour, 73-66. It was a heavyweight battle in the second half against the top-ranked Bulldogs, as they fell short after trailing early in the third quarter by 13. Veteran senior guard Tucker Blackwell willed his club back into the game, scoring 12 of the Panthers' 20 points en route to an outstanding 32-point effort in his final high school game, those 12 points coming in the third quarter. But his three with 12.6 seconds left to play in the fourth sent the game into overtime. But the Bulldogs, who went on to beat Evansville Wrights in the championship game Saturday night, found its comfort zone at the free throw line, the likes of which I hadn't seen in my broadcasting career, behind a budding superstar we have in the state in Romeo Langford. The Dogs shot 20 free throws in the fourth in the overtime period. And for the ball game, an amazing 37 of 49 for the game, outscoring the Panthers by 18 right there. Langford, only a sophomore, like Blackwell, willed his team to victory, finishing with 34, 22 in the second half and overtime, hitting 17 of 20 himself from the free throw line. The Bulldogs, as a matter of fact, knocked down 16 of 20 from the free throw line in the extra period. Just a mind-boggling effort to deny the Panthers of advancing to the Elite Eight. South, of course, never gave up, but they never could get closer than 3 points in the overtime period as the season ended for them, 21-5. It's 15-game winning streak snap, but an outstanding close to 2016 that saw them win a 19th sectional as Bloomington South, its 17th under its Hall of Fame coach, and a co-Conference Indiana crown as well. Southport, who shared the Conference Indiana championship with the Panthers this year, will now get its chance at a state championship berth in its Final Four matchup with the Bulldogs, who are now 25-1, winners of 22 in a row. They play on Saturday in the Sima State. Well, don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6, heading into a very busy first week of March Madness. The Big Ten champion Hoosiers step out Thursday at 7:10 over in Des Moines, Iowa, against the Chattanooga Mocs. Indiana slipped to a 5 seed after losing to Michigan last Friday on that last-second shot in the Big Ten quarterfinals. By the way, the IU women will get its opponent and its destination tonight on the Women's Selection Show, 7 o'clock on ESPN. March Madness upon us. It all starts on the airwaves tonight at 6.
And then Joe will pick it up Tuesday night as we'll bring in the first four. Coverage begins at 6 o'clock. Wednesday night, a special edition of In the Zone. We'd love to have you join us from Des Moines that night. We're going to have Zach Osterman from the Indy Star, Mike Miller from the Herald Times, Alex McCarthy from Inside Indiana, and we'd love to have you join that party as well in our 90-minute preview show of where the Hoosiers are going. And as always, when we check in with you, we'll get an inside look at what the preparation looks like. The Moccasins, Joe, they are from the Southern Conference, it looks like, as I'm catching up this morning. And their coach, Matt McCall, was along for the ride at Florida the last 4 years. As Florida, geez, well, they're in the Elite Eight every year with him. And he was a
disciple and worked his way up through the ranks under Billy Donovan before Billy went to the NBA. And, you know, he's so...
And he's done all the ranks, Joe. He was student manager. He was director of ops. He's done...
He went all the way to top assistant to assistant head coach, yeah, before Donovan left. Yeah.
And then he went to Chattanooga, 29-5 in their first year, balanced attack. And that will be the interesting part of it in Des Moines coming up on Thursday. You're going to have... There's going to be plenty of blue in Des Moines on Thursday, Joe, as the Cats will be there and the Jayhawks. So... cats and birds and everybody else getting along. And don't forget the USC and Providence, all 17 of their fans will also help out with the with the crowd noise in the building in Des Moines. So not a far trip for the Hoosiers. Where was it? Kansas City last year, Joe? I can't even remember. St. Louis?
Omaha.
I knew it was somewhere in middle America. I just couldn't figure out which part was it. So Indiana, if they happen to win that game, would play the winner of Kentucky and Stony Brook, the 4-13 game. The feeling is the Big Ten, Joe, didn't get the respect from the tournament committee, but I think part of that you can look at and blame easily Rutgers, Minnesota, Illinois to a degree, because some of those teams, Joe, just weren't very competitive this year.
No, they weren't. But I think a slap to the face to Michigan State, you know, falling off the one line, you know. But anyway, it's all, you know, for talk these first couple of days.
And that's what they do.
Especially this morning, and it gets all down to business. It doesn't matter what number's in front of your name. You go play, and you hit shots, play defense, rebound, and advance, you know.
And you've got to do it on neutral courts. No more close to homes, no more.
I didn't think we'd fall to 5. I thought maybe 4 would be the number, but, you know, it is what it is. So
exactly right. And it was a hair the here or this way or that way. Indiana was the 17th overall seed, which would have been, that's the number 1-5 seed. So you could have been the last 4, the number 1-5. I mean, yeah. If it doesn't fit your argument, you can make arguments why it doesn't fit. That's my old joke when it comes to tournament seeding. But remember, those games in Maui count. The games against Michigan counted. And if the Hoosiers, again, could have found a way to beat team that lost 7 of 9 going into that game, they might not have to worry about that. But when you don't win, Joe, you put that in the committee's hands, and that's the tough part.
Exactly. So, but anyway, we'll go play. I've never been to Des Moines. I've been in a lot of places, but not to Des Moines. So they have a arena there that I don't know how many it seats, but it's pretty nice size from what I hear.
It's got to be if the NCAA is going to show up, Joe. They don't go over there in those little 9,000 seat arenas for the NCAA tournament. That's not any money there, are they?
We'll go over Tuesday. I don't know what time yet. So we'll have our reports. We'll do them Wednesday and Thursday with you.
Live it is.
Live.
Sounds
live
great.
From Des Moines.
Yep, and we'd love to have
you. Morning in Des Moines. Morning from Des Moines.
And we'd love to have you Wednesday afternoon as well. That would be great.
Yeah.
I'll get you arranged with all that. And when we come back, it's 8:45. We'll get caught up on a Hoosier weekend of other things going on, plus golf, plus NASCAR. Great finish there. And everything else that's making news in the world of sports. Everything's going to take a little bit of a backseat today to the NCAA tournament. But the women of Terry Moorn, as you mentioned, will get announced. So we'll figure out where they're going as well.
Hopefully, they look to be maybe a 10 seed out down in the southwest somewhere. But you never know.
Fourth in the Big Ten.
I didn't check to see how those other women's tournaments panned out. You know, that depends on, you know, if there were any teams that should that sneaked in that shouldn't have. So we'll just see how the seating goes tonight for the women.
Maybe they'll get their break. Who knows? We'll hope. All right, good job as always.
All righty, we'll see you at 8:45.
My favorite part of the Taco Bell weather puddle this time of year, it's not frozen.
There you go.
The couple skate has been canceled. Now it's a fishing hole. So that's the good news on that. And, Joe, the other good news is you will be west of here in Des Moines for most of the week. If our forecast is nice here later in the week, that means Des Moines will be nicer first. So hopefully you have some sunshine and some non-rainy days, because the Hoosiers are on the road. The Friday thud to the end of Indiana's Big Ten tournament wasn't the momentum boost they needed. Obviously, that didn't help them in their seeding. The Big Ten seeding in general, I don't think, was helped by anything, Joe. But we saw Indiana and Michigan get together on Friday afternoon and a couple of late three-pointers in a game that really the Hoosiers never took by the scruff of the neck and showed their dominance. They fall out of the Big Ten tournament and finish as a number 5 seed in the East Regional. Tell us what you know and what we need to know on a Monday morning.
Well, as Yogi Ferrell was telling us last night in the basketball press room in the Assembly Hall, there is excitement and an opportunity to go out and showcase what we've done all year, and that is a good part of winning basketball games, and, well, indeed it is. March Madness upon us, big time, and for Yogi and mates, it's the fifth seed in the East Region, which is loaded with top-seeded North Carolina, number 2 Xavier, third-seeded West Virginia, fourth-seeded Kentucky, but look no further than the 12th-seeded Chattanooga Mocs, who are 29-5, winners of the Southern Conference regular season and tournament championship. Thursday at 7:10 over at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Iowa. We'll start there and focus there before any talk about a Wildcat matchup on Saturday. Hoosiers, one of seven Big Ten teams in the Big Dance and one of 3 5 seeds along with Purdue and Maryland. Wisconsin, who's also in the East region, got a 7, as did Iowa. Big Ten tourney champ Michigan State, well, they dropped off the 1 line to a 2. They've been assigned to the Midwest, joining Purdue. Michigan is the 11, and a play-in game for the Wolverines Wednesday night against Tulsa over in Dayton, one of the 4 play-in games that we'll be covering. Our broadcast coverage from Westwood One will start Tuesday night at 6:30. We'll have a seed number, an opponent, and a destination. Later tonight, for Terry Morin's basketball women, the Hoosiers will be playing in the women's 64-team field that will be unveiled tonight on ESPN at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere in the capsule, Chris Lemonis's baseball Hoosiers ended up taking the series with Western Carolina over the weekend. They split a pair on Saturday. Kyle Hart went the distance on Friday afternoon. Indiana, now 5-8, will be playing Evansville as the long homestand continues tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Bats finally came alive. Luke Miller, Ryan Feinman, who's a first-year catcher, and Brian Wilhite each drove in a pair of runs in the Hoosiers 9-1 game in Game 2 as they took that series against the Western Carolina Catamounts 2-1, took the series 2-1 there. Caleb Berger got the win, pitched well. He worked 6 scoreless frames for the Hoosiers, who, as I say, continue this week in play 5-8. How about these young freshman arms for Michelle Gardner, huh? Josie Wood and Tara Trainer, they combined to allow just 1 run on the day Sunday as the softball Hoosiers edged to Evansville 2-1 and then beat Drake 1-0, 1-0, and weather permitting will be out to close out the Hoosier Classic. They're currently 3-1 with the Drake Bulldogs a little bit later today out at Andy Moore Field. But the Trainer young lady had a no-hitter against Evansville on Saturday and allowed just 2 hits yesterday to Drake, striking out 7. So a couple of strong arms helping out the situation for the softball Hoosiers. Barry King's water polo queens, they ended up winning 2 out of 3 in the Aztec Invitational out in San Diego over the weekend. The 16th-ranked Hoosiers got a 4-goal day from Candace Schroeder as they knocked off the 20th-ranked Aztecs 9-6 on Sunday. Mentioning Indiana youth sports, Indiana diver Michelle Bauer secured a spot in the NCAA championships. She finished 6th on the women's platform over at Purdue over the weekend. She and teammate Lacey Hauser also qualified off the 1-meter board, as did Cody Coldren and Jason Arndt, as they both qualified for the NCAAs over the off the 1-meter board. NCAA track indoor championships down in Birmingham. Former North Cougar and Hoosier Dylan Anderson finished 9th in the heptathlon. The former Cougar was 3rd in the 60-meter hurdles, 3rd in the pole vault, 8th in the 1,000 meters, and Sydney Klute tied for 10th in the women's pole vault as well. And also in tennis, the Hoosiers of Lynn Loring off to a 1-0 start as Sarah McClain closed out the match with Iowa. They won 4-3 at the Tennis Center over the weekend. She had a straight set win at number 3. The Hoosiers are 11-4. They 11-4. They play next Saturday at Rutgers. Some of the other goings on in our Hoosier Monday sports capsule. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. A lot to digest, especially with a big week upon us on the airwaves. And it really all starts tonight with your phone calls and In the Zone at 6.
Plenty of NCAA tournament action begins with the first 4 tomorrow night, 6 o'clock pregame coverage. We've got a big show set up Wednesday in the Zone, 90-minute NCAA tournament special starting at 5 o'clock. Notice the start time there, where we'll have you and Zach Osterman from the Indy Star, Mike Miller from the Herald Times, and Alex McCarthy from Inside Indiana. It's our four-headed, we're going to cover every angle, Joe, from Des Moines. and get everybody ready to go for the Hoosiers and Mocs, and hopefully that turns into Indiana-Kentucky on Saturday. So St. Paddy's Day is the Hoosiers and a 7 o'clock tip-off, 7:10 on Thursday night, and our NCAA coverage begins Thursday as well. We'll have the first four Tuesday and Wednesday night, starting again at 6 and 5, and then Thursday noon to when the last game ends. That's the same for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we'll be the home of college basketball right here on WGCL, and the schedule you can see, the planning you can see at our website as well. NASCAR had a tight finish yesterday, huh?
Yeah.
Sheet of paper in between those two cars? Couldn't fit it, could you? .010. I don't even know whether ten hundredths of a second. I don't know how that works.
A lot of bumping going on, that's for sure, down the stretch. But in the end, he's owned Phoenix, you know, and that's Kevin Harvick, as he took care of business with Carl Edwards. Denny Hamlin was third. One of my favorite drivers, Kyle Busch, started on the pole but finished fourth, and my other favorite driver, Joey Logano, finished 18th, didn't have a real good day. Mentioning racing, though, we kind of opened up the start of the IRL, if you will.
Right here on the airwaves.
Yeah, right here is Juan Pablo Montoya. Took care of things down in St. Pete as he beat Simon Pagenaud, and they had a heck of a race as well. So Penske's
street course there.
1-2. Yeah, they took the sweep there in the St. Petersburg Grand Prix. So that was our racing of note. And Charles Schwartzel.
Big golfing.
Hadn't won since he won the Masters, right?
That's it. Well, he had won worldwide, not on tour.
Well, no, I know that.
This was his third win since November.
Was that his second PGA win?
Yeah, 2011 Masters and this one. So, yeah, two, but his third win since November worldwide, Joe. He's been playing some good stuff.
Yeah.
So, busy times. We appreciate your time. We'll get your schedule tomorrow and figure it all out, but we'll hear from you the rest of the week as we normally do. So, get that bag packed, and we'll get caught up, and we'll get everybody your schedule a little bit later today.
Yeah, we'll probably start Wednesday from Des Moines, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Sounds like a plan.
Well, we'll get to talk to you then.
Yeah, so, well, you guys have a great week.
You
we'll
too.
We'll talk to you.
Safe Wednesday. Traveling.
All right, Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 Mondays and Wednesdays and days after Indiana basketball and. It's good stuff.